Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Investing in another property after selling one. Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn Huraith radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the wealth of the person is bound to be devoid of blessings who sells a home or property and fails to reinvest that money in another home or property. Sayyiduna Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he who sells a home or property and does not reinvest the money in another of his kind would not be blessed in that wealth. Note, land and property is an investment that is generally risk-free since it cannot be stolen, etc. Buying a home or property is a big step in life and it benefits the generations that are to come. In view of the above, it should only be sold if necessary and should be replaced with the likes of it. The above advice is an example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's compassion for his ummah, weighing so that the scale leans slightly. Sayyiduna Suwayd ibn Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them and purchased a trouser. Thereafter, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to a person who was hired to weigh and let the scale lean. Note, it is sunnah to allow the scale to lean slightly in favor of the buyer, and this action invites blessings. It also regarded as a praiseworthy attribute of noble people. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.